to our regular mass schedules. We love stories about revenge, about the underdog who rose up and fought and won. We like to gloat, and in the first reading, the apostles were just too eager to take revenge. They asked Jesus, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel to Israel?" Jesus said no, and he added something strange, something that was totally unexpected. It surprised the apostles. Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The surprise was total for the apostles that in the gospel it mentions that they doubted Jesus. They were looking at Jesus who rose from the dead, and yet they doubted him. Why? Because there was no revenge. Caiaphas, Pilate, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the rest will continue enjoying life with a feeling of triumph, gloating, because they got rid of Jesus. They were the ones gloating and not the apostles. Instead, Jesus gave them work to do, and heavy work at that. The apostles had a limited understanding of Jesus, just as we are limited also in our understanding of the church and Jesus. The apostles were thinking of conquering evil in their community, in their country, conquering those who opposed Jesus. But Jesus came to conquer evil in the world. Jesus came to conquer evil and not man. So that when the gospel is spread, even the evil in the hearts of men will be conquered. Man is saved and evil conquered. Saul was conquered and became Paul. There were conversions all around. That is how Jesus conquers evil in the world. Spread the gospel, and evil will be conquered when man converts. If we cling to the values of the world, we will always doubt Jesus. We will always doubt the church. In the gospel, the apostles doubted Jesus because they still held on to the values of the world, like revenge, like an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Although they have heard the preaching of Jesus, it was still so hard for them to let go of the values of the world, even if they have already experienced the greatest miracle of Jesus, his resurrection. How different are we from the apostles? We worship Jesus. We go to church. We were all excited to come to church, but in our hearts, we still doubt Jesus. We need to open our eyes. We need to conquer the evil of doubt in our hearts. In the second reading, Paul writes, "May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory?" Paul is telling us to let go of earthly values and to believe in the values of the gospel. The apostles doubted Jesus up to the last minute, but it all changed when he ascended to heaven. That is the ascension for us, to have faith in the resurrected Jesus. The ascension of Jesus is proof of faith that everything that Jesus taught us is true. So when there is a scandal in the church, we should not doubt Jesus when he says, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church." When we face problems, don't doubt Jesus when he says, "Your grief will turn to joy." When we are caught between the voice of the world and the voice of Jesus, don't doubt when Jesus says, "Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden light." The ascension of Jesus should be a morale booster for us. It should give us hope that whatever may happen to us in this world, good or bad, if we don't doubt Jesus, then we ourselves will ascend like Jesus to heaven.